can light that star in San Marcos. It's a Bobcat winner and a repeat Sunbelt Conference championship for the Bobcats.
Right down the middle, struck him out. As the Bobcats have knocked off the top-ranked team of the country in their house.
And we are back with the States Up podcast as we tell the stories of the student athletes at Texas State. And right now we're in the midst of the baseball and softball seasons, very much in full swing with conference play well underway and both teams playing pretty well. Right now at the time of this podcast, Texas State softball getting ready for a huge matchup against reigning national champion Texas. And Bobcat baseball has won four in a row just last night, walking off to beat UTRGV this after sweeping 25th-ranked Louisiana this past weekend. And a huge series coming up this weekend with the team as they go to Atlanta to take on Georgia State. And here to talk to us about Texas State baseball is Rashawn Galloway, Jr. out of Burney, Texas. It is off to a hot start this year. Leads the team in batting average, just named Sunbelt Conference Hitter of the Week, and going into Atlanta is riding a 17-game hitting streak. He joins us now on the podcast. Rashawn, how are you?
Doing well. It's a pleasure to be on here, and just thankful to be here.
Yeah, of course, Rashawn, and proud to say from one former Burney Greyhound to another, man, it's good to represent Burney a little bit.
Yes, sir, no doubt.
So let me start there with you, Rashawn. Again, you went to Burney High School. You were a star quarterback for the football team, and you also played for a basketball team that I think made it to the state semis when you were a senior. And of course, you played baseball as well. So you excelled at all these sports out there in the Hill Country. Why was it that baseball was your choice?
I would say that my love was always in football and baseball. So I think it was just a matter of what I saw a future in for myself. And I think with the size that I was at and where my love was truly at, it was always in baseball. So I think with a lot of prayer and a lot of guidance from the Lord, I think that I made the right decision in coming here and playing baseball. And I'm just forever grateful for everything that Texas State has had to offer me.
Rashawn, I got to ask you a little bit. Again, I'm kind of geeking out about Burney. I went there as well, and I'm aging myself. I was class of 99. Sorry to point that out. But I knew Stan Leach. Stan Leach was the boys' basketball coach at the time. And I think when you were there, he stepped away from coaching and was the AD. Did you get to know Stan?
Yes, he was around us a lot. I mean, like you said, he was the AD there when I was there throughout high school. So it was, he was always around. He was a really good guy, I thought. I have nothing but respect for him, and of course, he was a very prominent basketball coach for Burney and things like that, so I have nothing but respect for him. I mean, he's always been rooting for me, and anytime I had the chance to go back and I ran into him, he was always super kind and really nice to my family, so I think he was a great individual that I ran into in my 4 years there.
So, for those that have been or haven't been to Burney, I've been back a few times. It certainly has grown a lot since I was there. We're talking, oh my gosh, almost 30 years ago now. Right. But were there any local spots you like going to in Burney? What did you like to do when you were in Burney?
I would say for me, I'm not really one that I love to hang out with my friends and stuff like that. So, I mean, we were always kind of at the ball yard, whether it was football, whether it was baseball, the fields are always open. So I would say even when we were not in season or it was breaks or something like that, we were kind of always around the field, whether it would just be working out, hanging out, just having the pleasure of just being able to be up there. And I think that, I guess one of the big spots we hit up was always the Whataburger that wasn't too far from us, after games and stuff like that. So that was kind of just one of the cool things that we did, I think, as a group.
I was thinking, one of the local places there, it's been there forever, Bum Doodlers, but hey, Whataburger, man, so you do you. So where in Burney did you live?
I was fortunate enough, I kind of lived right behind the high school.
Oh, okay.
In a neighborhood right back there. So it was super beneficial. It was maybe a 2-minute drive. And then my senior year of high school, my little brother was a freshman. So I was able to take him to school every day. So I think that was one of the coolest things that I've ever had in my life, is being able to spend a year with my brother in school and just how much I cherish that. So that was pretty awesome.
Rashawn, you mentioned your brother and all the games at home. I can't attest for the road because all our TV coverage is at home, but I see your family there every game. Right. I see your brother. Tell me about the relationship you have with your brother. We'll get to your parents here in a moment, but I want to talk a little bit more about your brother and your relationship with him.
Yeah, so my little brother is pretty much my reason for everything that I do. I would say I play the game the way I do. I'm grateful for everything I have because of him. For those that don't know, my younger brother has a rare case of autism. So I hold kids with special needs and stuff like that very true to me because the closest person I have, the person that I love the most has it. He has autism as well. So I think that relationship with him has been the biggest key in shaping me into the man I am today, because I think the many lessons that I've learned have come from him, and without him ever really even knowing, he has shaped me to be the individual that I am today. So I'm forever grateful for everything that he's taught me without him really even knowing. But yeah, he's the reason for everything for me. I play the game for him. I do everything for him. I mean, it's hard for me not to wake up with a smile on my face because I know that I got my brother in my corner every day. So I'm always appreciative of him. And it's pretty funny that you mentioned that, because he is at every game and he always has his headphones on. If you know my brother, he loves music, things like that. So, I mean, he's locked in a little bit, not too much, but whenever I come up to bat, he's probably watching a little bit, but he's always just happy to be where I'm at. So I'm just super grateful for that and the relationship that I have with him.
What's your brother's name?
My little brother's name is Junior. So he's not named after anyone. It's pretty unique. His actual name is Junior. So J-U-N-I-O-R is how you spell it. It's pretty cool.
And how old is he now?
He just turned 19 in December.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. And again, it's such a pleasure to see Junior out at all the games. And I mentioned too, I believe it's your parents. So who else is part of your support group of the games at home?
Right. So it's always my parents, and then my grandma always is there. She's been one of my biggest supporters since I've been young. I mean, we've always been around. She's lived in the Burnie area for a long, long time. So whenever we moved there, because I'm originally from Alpine. So whenever we moved there, we moved close to my grandma, and she just always tagged along with my parents anytime she could. So now that she's retired and everything, she tries to make it to every game. So just being able to have my parents, my grandma, and my little brother there, it's always a really cool feeling. Not many people can say that, so I'm very grateful for that.
Well, tell me a little bit more about your relationship with your mom and your dad.
Yeah, so my parents are, I'm forever grateful for them and everything that they do for me. I think that my dad's done a phenomenal job of raising me and my brother just to be a better man than he was. And I think that sometimes it feels hard to even top how well of a man my dad is, because I looked up to him in every facet of life. So I'm forever grateful for him. And then my mom's pretty much like my twin. If you know my mom, like, we're pretty much the same person, so... I truly value my relationship with my mom. She's pretty much my everything. She's my best friend. So, just having their support each and every time is really special. And if you know my mom, she's not really too into the baseball aspect. She just likes that, having fun, and she prays over me before every game and things like that. So my mom and my brother could really care less if I do well or don't do well. If I seem happy, then they're going to be happy. So that's always cool to have as well.
Yeah, Rashawn, I'm going to knock on some wood here, because you've stayed healthy so far this season. I know that, you know, injuries have been a part of your story since you've been at Texas State, just particularly last year, you know, more than any other. Right. I think you only ended up playing 12 games or something like that, got hurt opening day. So for you, how frustrating has that been, you know, and what has it taken for you to get to the point you're at now?
I would say at the beginning of, like, the process of the injuries, it's frustrating because you're knowing that you're going to miss an extended period of time. But I think I'm forever grateful for my injuries that happened to me last year, because my relationship with my Lord and Savior got so much better. I think that as hard as it was, I'm forever grateful for getting hurt the way I did, because my relationship grew with the Lord in many facets that I didn't realize that I needed growing in. So I think that just understanding that it was all a part of His plan, and His plan is always going to be greater than mine ever could be. So I was just super grateful for what had happened, and I know that any sort of plans or anything that people may see or any blessings that they may have for themselves, like, the Lord is going to match that and go double down on that more than anyone ever could. So, I mean, it is tough having injuries. I'm not here to say that it wasn't hard on me, because I was out for 40-something games last year. I only got to play 13 games, I think, total. And that was hard. The last year would have been a cool year for me, but that's not what the Lord had planned for me. So going into this year, I just wanted to make sure that, like, I put all my faith and put all my cards in the Lord this year, and I know that every time I step on the field, he's guiding me, and whether he has plans for me that day or not, I know that regardless of what happens, I know that I have the Lord on my side, so there's not too much that I can fear there.
Were you in the dugout, you know, during those games? You're on the shelf, just there in support of your teammates, and if so, what was that experience like?
I think it helped me just understand how to be a better teammate, really, because I think I had to realize that a lot more people look to me in a different manner than I really ever thought, because I'm not really your too vocal leader guy. Like, I just like to do my thing, and I like to show people how to play the right way, and if you want to follow me, that's great, but I'm not really all up in your face kind of talking, but I think when that happened, it was kind of more of like, hey, this is what I'm seeing for you. I'm able to relay because I can see the game from a different lens. So I think that kind of helped me understand how to deal with failure a little bit better, because I was dealing with failure when it comes to other teammates, not directly towards me. And then also just how to, like, pick myself up and pick my teammates up, because there was times where you felt like, yeah, I think that the game is just hard, but there was also times where it feels like, dang, really nothing can go right. And you got to be a good teammate for whether it's a young guy or an older guy. You just got to be there for them. So I really just think it helped me, like, learn how to be a good individual, learn how to be a better teammate. And I think that that's just helped me in, not only in the game, but just to be a better person in my everyday life.
You know, Rashad, this is probably true for anybody that when they first come on campus as a freshman, you know, a lot's going to change. You know, over 2-3 years' time, you look like a completely different person. I don't think anybody would recognize you from your freshman year to how you're looking now. You have shed a ton of weight since you first come on campus. Well, what's been your secret?
Pretty much, I just knew that if I wanted to get to where I needed to be and chase my dreams the proper way, there was a way that I had to go about it and had to start with my personal life off the field. And so I think the biggest thing for me was just making sure I take care of my body in the proper way. And for that, what helped me was just losing weight, and I think that was the best thing that's ever happened to me. And I don't really think there's any secret sauce to what I did. It's kind of just very well out there. I just kind of ate in a calorie deficit, cut out fast foods, cut out sugary drinks, just drink water, kind of things like that. And I've just kind of learned like what I like. Turned out I could be a pretty good cook because I had to cook every day. So I think there's benefits to it, and I think I'm just forever grateful for it, without a doubt. It was hard, I would say, because in a 4-month span, I shed 50 pounds.
Wow.
And for some people, that's a little extreme. But for me, I was like, this is what I got to do to be the best version of myself, not only for my teammates, but for my future and for my family's future. So I knew the sacrifices that needed to be made was only going to benefit me and my family. So I was all bought into to what I needed to do, and nobody ever really told me that I needed to do it. It was just kind of a personal decision. I never really told my parents. I stayed up here all summer, and then I came back home right before fall camp, and I was unrecognizable to my parents. I had already dropped about 40 pounds there, and they didn't really know what happened, but it was a pretty cool experience. And now it's just, I'm able to educate more people on it that are trying to do the same thing I did, and I think it's just really cool.
So you've been cooking for yourself. What do you like to cook?
Favorite things to cook, I love ground beef and rice, just taco season, things like that. I love sweet potatoes, sweet potato fries, and I'm a huge breakfast guy.
Okay.
So I love making, like, protein pancakes, waffles are my thing, turkey sausage, that's kind of like my thing. And of course, for dinner, you got your steak, you got your pasta has been a huge thing for me. I wasn't really a big guy into, like, pasta, but now I am, because I just see how much benefits it does for me. But it's pretty much the things I like to go towards.
You said you're a big breakfast guy. Where do you stand on breakfast for dinner?
I can have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. I can have breakfast all three meals if y'all let me, to be honest with you. Like, I'm just a huge breakfast person. I love it. So, I mean, if I could have breakfast for lunch and breakfast for dinner as well, I'm going to do it.
You know, I know this wouldn't go hand in hand with the diet you've implemented, but I've been campaigning for a Waffle House in San Marcos for years now. I think it would just bank here in town.
Oh my goodness, I think it would be amazing. There was never a Waffle House in Bernie. Like, time we had to go to, like, Houston or something, like, me and the fam always went to Waffle House. So I wouldn't be opposed at all. Like, you'd catch me there probably once or twice a month without a doubt.
Do you cook for your teammates too?
We have some guys over at our house, because me and my roommate's actually Dawson Park. So we live in a house out here close to New Braunfels.
Mm-hmm.
So we have some of the guys over. Dawson loves to cook. We just like to have the guys over and just kind of hang out. We'll cook steaks. Kind of when it was colder, we'd have a fire going in the backyard. Like, it was really cool.
So, man, you and Dawson Park and, you know, roommates, and, you know, I guess it's the place to live because both of you are hitting the ball so well right now. You had a two-homer game against Louisiana on Saturday, and then he does it on Sunday along with Ethan Ferris. He homered again last night against UTRGV. You had the two-run double to put you ahead in the game. How much the two of you, you know, have friendly competition with one another in terms of how you're performing, or you know, go back and watch film together? Do you feel as if it's some kind of coincidence the two of you live together and are both playing really well?
Right. I think I don't think coincidence is the right word, because I think the work that's been put in on both of our ends is reaping the benefits now. I think he's one of the more harder working kids that I've ever been around, but he's also one of the more misunderstood people that I've been around, because a lot of people mistake his passion and his love for the game is some sort of cockiness and things like that. But if you truly ever get to know Dawson, you would understand that baseball is his entire life, and all he wants to do is work on baseball. So the power stats and the crazy plays at shortstop you're seeing from him, that's not new to me. That's not news to anyone that's been around this program. That's just Dawson being Dawson. I think he's going to be one of the better shortstops, if not already this year, come next year, his draft year. So I'm super excited for him there. But I think when it comes to that aspect, there is always like a friendly competition. Like, if you know me and you know him, he's more of your home run hitter type of go get it. And I'm more intrigued with doubles. If you talk to anyone on my team, like, doubles are my only thing that I look for. I'm not really looking to homers or anything like that. Like, I'm just trying to hit a double in the gap anywhere. And Saturday against ULL, I just happened to run into a couple, which was pretty cool. But any chance I get, I'm trying to hit a double. And then Dawson's more of your electric kind of power bat, where if he gets a hold of one, he's really got some power behind it. Even though it may not look like it, he's pretty twitchy. So I would say when it comes to that, like, he's earned every opportunity he's got. I'm super excited for him, super proud of him. And just how much he's grown from last year to this year. And then coming off the film aspect, yeah, Of course, we have some of the guys over. We get to watch some of the pitchers, and we just kind of bounce ideas off each other, what we see, because me and him have two different swing paths when it comes to our bats. So we just kind of bounce like ideas, like, what would I do against this pitcher? What would he do? How would he change? Things like that. So I think it's a really cool kind of tandem that we got going on, and I've learned a lot from him as well as he's learned a lot from me.
Yeah, you mentioned the doubles, and you're among the leaders in the country in doubles right now. I think after hitting another double last night, you're sitting at 11th or so, you know, in the nation. You know, something else that we've noticed, you know, since your career began, your batting gloves. They aren't, you know, your Franklin, Easton, you know, right. Name the apparel company of who makes baseball gloves. You don't wear those.
No.
You know, you don't go shopping for your gloves at Academy or Dick's Sporting Goods. I think you're going to Home Depot or Lowe's, you know, right. for yours. So they're workman's gloves. Tell me the story behind that.
Yeah, so one of my best friends, his older brother, when I was an eighth grader, he was a senior in high school at Bernie. He had introduced me to them. He had like an all yellow pair that he wore, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Like, I wonder why he's doing that. So I was around his little brother all the time because we were really good friends. And one day, right before my freshman year, right before baseball season, he had came back for Christmas break, and he was hitting. He's like, hey, man, like, just want to give these to you. Like, since I've been around the family, he's been around my family a lot. So at the start of the season, I didn't hit with them. I was hitting with the regular, like, Nike gloves that I didn't like, and I wasn't hitting well. So one day I just kind of threw them on. I was like, oh, these are kind of cool. Like, they feel nice. And I started hitting well, and that's kind of where my freshman year took off. And then ever since then, like, I've just loved them. It's kind of preferred taste, I would say, because they're thick. They're not traditional, but it's just me. It's who I am.
Have your teammates over the years ever given you a hard time about them?
Not really. I've actually had a couple of teammates actually be willing to try them, which I think has been really funny. And actually, the pair that I wear now, Chase Mora gifted them to me because he had an extra pair for some reason. So he was like, hey, man, like, I don't use them. Like, here you go. So I was like, yeah, I'll swing them, and I like them. So, I mean, I've had a couple of teammates dabble with it a little bit, but it's one of those things you either got to love or you're not going to do it.
Mm-hmm. You know, speaking of uniform stuff, I've always been one that's been kind of obsessed with jersey numbers, and you've worn three different ones, I think. I think your freshman year, you're 44. Last year, 36. Now you're 7. So what's been the story behind the jersey changes and why you're at 7 now?
Right. So my freshman year, I wore 35.
35.
And the reason for that was like one of the few numbers left over in your freshman. So, like, you're going to have to do your year in a random number. So I was cool with it. And then my sophomore year and my junior year, I changed to 44. I just liked the number.
Yeah,
I liked the number. I thought it was cool. My pops actually wore 44, but my pops was a college football player. He wore 44. So I was like, oh, that'd be cool, kind of represent that. And then, like I said, after everything that happened for me, my faith grew so much bigger in the Lord. And one of my favorite Bible verses that I read, came across going into this year, was Proverbs 1:7. And so I realized the number 7 was open this year. So I was like, hey, let's go get it. So I texted our equipment manager, Joe, and he's like, hey, 7's open if you want it. So I was like, yeah, let's do it. So that's what I went with.
That's great, man. And 7's a great baseball number, you know, as well. Everybody knows Mickey Mantle wore that. You know, back in the day, not only have you changed jersey numbers over the years, but positions. So you came here as a catcher. Now you're in the outfield out in right. So that I can't imagine that's the easiest transition. Those are two very different positions. Had you played outfield before? Was there a learning curve for you? What was the story behind you changing positions?
There was a huge learning curve. I think that's just kind of what comes with any change of positions. But I would say anything's a little bit easier than playing catcher. So I was fortunate enough that I did lose a bunch of weight, that making the transition was easy. But that doesn't shy away from the work that had to be put in off the field, just getting reads off the bat, getting reads off the machines, getting used to covering ground, things like that, and just getting used to catching the fly ball, honestly, because any ball that's hit is never hit the same when it comes to the outfield. So, well, especially whether you're in right field as well, you got the righty tail spin, you got lefties that top spin, like everything's kind of hit differently. So I had to really learn, and I took a really big step this past fall because I only played the outfield this past fall. And I took a really big step there, just kind of understanding like what it is, how much room I can really cover, and what I need to do to just give myself the benefit and help my team. So I would say it's been a pretty cool, like, thing. It saves my legs. It helps me kind of just be more of a benefit to the team as a whole. And I think it just kind of shows GMs and stuff at the next level that I'm versatile and I can play a couple positions. So whether that is playing right field at the next level, catching, like, I'm willing to do anything it takes to get there. So I think just putting good film out there for people to see that I'm able to do both is pretty cool, I would say.
So, you know, you referenced, you know, dreams earlier, and I just talking about the next level here. So I take it you do have aspirations to play professional baseball.
Right. Yes, sir. Absolutely. I think any person that gets into the Division I college baseball world, I think your aspirations are to go play pro ball to some extent. And that's always been a dream of mine since I was young, and then now that I've realized as I've gotten older, I just have to trust in the Lord more and just continue to do what I'm doing, because I know the Lord's going to take care of anything and any worries that I may have. So I try not to think about it as much, because I know whatever the Lord has planned, He already has planned for me. So I just kind of got to be the best teammate I can be and just got to do what I'm supposed to do, and I know that the Lord's going to handle the rest for me.
So, as I said, 17-game win streak. I'm not trying to jinx things here. I don't believe in jinxes. A lot disagree with me, but it is what it is. So, are you aware that every time you come to the plate, you haven't had a hit yet, you want to keep that streak going? Is something you don't care about? You know, where do you stand on hitting streaks and the one you're on right now?
I didn't even know I was on until you said something 20 minutes ago, so I wasn't really aware of it. I don't look at my stats. I don't look at batting average. I couldn't tell you batting average hits. I couldn't tell you OPS. Mm-hmm. I don't really know any of that stuff. I don't look at it. The only thing I can really tell you is win and losses, and we're 16-8, and that's kind of all that matters to me right now. Whether you do good or don't, I think the more you win, the better you're going to play. And that's just kind of how it goes for me. So, honestly, I couldn't tell you my VA. I couldn't tell you homers. I couldn't tell you really, couldn't tell you anything about my stats, to be honest with you, because I think all I really care about is winning and be the best teammate I can. So, yeah, I had no clue about a hitting streak or anything like that. Or that's not really my focus. I mean, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I know whatever happens that day at the ball yard, the Lord already had plans. So I just trust in his plan and just go with it from there.
Well, you know, we'll take care of the stats information for you when we broadcast the games on TV. You know, speaking of which, okay. I'm always one for shout outs and stuff like that. So, you know, we're not doing the series this weekend as it's in Atlanta, but the weekend after against Georgia Southern, we are. So, you know, the next time that you're up there, Rashawn, is there anything that, you know, you'd like for us to say on your behalf, or any shout outs you'd like for us to give to any friends or family, or anything that you'd like for us to mention on the broadcast?
I wouldn't say that I have anything specific. I would just, I know it's probably like a touchier subject, of course, when it comes to broadcasting, but I want everyone to know, that my life and my, career is dedicated to the Lord Jesus Christ. So in any way and fashion that you can mention that would be great, because mm-hmm. I think my place on this earth is to, guide people towards the Lord. And if I can do that by just one person sharing it or one person seeing this, I think that I'm doing a decent job. But regardless of whatever happens in my play and anything like that, like, I think my time on this earth is to bring people closer to the Lord. So if I can do that, I think I'm gonna be okay.
Great stuff. Hey, Rashawn, this has been a pleasure, man, getting to talk to you, you know, certainly about our hometown, Bernie, a little bit. Right. Your breakfast for dinner, your batting yeah. gloves, jersey number changes, you know, the weight loss you've gone through, your journey, getting battling through injuries. It's always great telling your story, Rashawn, and I wish you nothing but the best of luck throughout the rest of the year.
Perfect. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, you got it. That again, Rashawn Galloway joining us on the State's Up podcast. He and the Bobcats getting ready for a three-game series this weekend in Atlanta with a take on the Georgia State Panthers. And that's going to wrap up the State's Up podcast for this week. So for Rashawn Galloway, I'm Brian Freeman. As always, reminding you, keep your stakes up, and we'll see you next time.